Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. It's Monique Leray, and this is The Startup, coming to you live from Tacoma, Washington. And it's a very rainy day today, but we're here with the Justice for Jackie. We're doing a documentary film fundraiser today, and we're very pleased to be with some of the family here and friends, and thanks for tuning in. You know, all across LA, even though I'm here locally in Tacoma, Fife, Washington, all across LA today, we're feeling the loss of Kobe Bryant and his daughter and the other people in that helicopter crash. We're sending out a lot of love to everybody. It's really just heartbreaking. And whenever you lose anyone, whether they be a celebrity or not, you know, heroes come in all different packages. And today we're speaking about a hero locally to Tacoma, Washington. And I'm with one of her family members. Why don't you tell everybody who you are?
I'm Laura Bluehorse Swift, and I am the grandmother of Jackie Salyer's first two babies.
So thank you for taking a moment. I know we're all setting up for this, and it's kind of it's an emotionally, you know, charged day, but also kind of a triumphant day because we have good news about 940, right? Mm-hmm. Last time you and I met, we were just talking about this.
Right.
So
right.
Tell the listeners, you know, a little bit about what 940 meant and then where we are now, if you could.
Well, it means a change to policy. It means justice. It means, you know, that Jackie didn't die in vain. And, you know, it's losing somebody to such violence is so difficult. But to know that she didn't die in vain, that, you know, when she was alive, she was always helping people and always the first one to, you know, give you money, if it was money or just a gift. She was such a kind-hearted person, and so it just continues in the spirit world now, that same spirit of giving and, you know, wanting to help her people, wanting to do something about the injustice that we know is there.
That's right. And just to fill some of my new listeners in who don't really know the background of Justice for Jackie, as you guys know, this is called The Startup, and we cover startups with business and how to get started. But I told you guys that I'll be tying in my entertainment purposes into this show, and this is one of those things, one of my projects. And so this is a documentary short film about Jacqueline Salyers, and she was killed by the Tacoma police in Washington January 28th of 2016. So we're coming up on the 4-year anniversary. And the family member and tribe, the Puyallup Tribe of Indians, band together and decided to take this tragedy and this heartbreak and turn it into something for all. And that's why we call it Justice for Jackie, Justice for All, right?
Right.
So what does this film mean to you once we get this done? What do you think this is going to do for the community and for the world to know about Jackie's story?
You know, my hope is that it will spread across the United States and that other communities that are affected all across our country have something to look to perhaps adopt in their own communities so that, you know, that our police officers can get better trained and there can be more accountability. And we know, you know, that this happens, sadly, way too much.
Yeah.
And so what it means to me is that, you know, it changed the dynamic. It changed our invisible nature, you know, that it's just another Indian that's dead on the ground. No, it's not like that anymore, at least in our state. And my hope is that it will spread across the United States to everywhere.
That's right. So that worldwide.
We don't have to see this.
Yeah.
It's not just in Indian communities. You know, it happens in our communities of color too often.
Yeah. And I love that you touched on that. It is an epidemic here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it goes untalked, spoken about, and then missing in indigenous women, it runs rampant here.
It does.
What do you think the chances are that a film like this would maybe open people's eyes and really make Jackie's story change more? I mean, she's already recreated the first law, you know?
You know, I think that it will, I think that it's going to do all kinds of what you just talked about.
Yeah.
And not only tribal communities, but communities of color to bring awareness to the issue. And I think you know, this whole movement was the start of that. And we're seeing, you know, so much, not on just social media now, it's become a mainstream topic.
Yeah.
And so I think having this documentary completed and out there for people to see that they're not alone, that this is, you know, happening every day in our communities.
That's right.
It's going to bring them hope.
That's right.
You know? And we all have to be peddlers of hope. And so I think that this movie will bring many people hope.
Well, I appreciate you stopping by and being a part of it. And we're getting a warming up for tonight. So if anybody's in the local area and you're listening to LATalkRadio.com and you want to come down, tell everybody where they can join us tonight.
They can join us at the Emerald Queen Events Tent, 2024, East 32nd, east side of Tacoma. And our, you can't miss it, Emerald Queen Casino. Please
grab
come
tickets.
Join us.
Yeah.
Grab some tickets. It'll be great food, entertainment, beautiful
singing.
Talia Wiesner.
Yeah.
Performers here. Silent auction with lots of great items.
Beautiful items.
Beautiful items. And so come join us, please.
Thank you so much. It was good to talk to you. I'll see you in there. Get warm, girl. Let's call. Oh, just on time, Miss Loretta. Come on over. We're live on LA Talk Radio, Loretta. Loretta Gutierrez is in the building. You look amazing, Loretta. How you doing this evening?
I'm good.
You're good? Which one? Okay, good. So let's talk because we're on live. I haven't seen you in years. Good to see you. Here we are. How are you feeling about tonight and the film and the documentary fundraiser?
I'm excited. I'm excited to see history being recorded. It's been a long journey. It's a bittersweet moment too.
Yeah.
It's hard to celebrate when you know loved ones have been taken brutally.
Yeah. Do you want to stand under there? We're getting rained on, LA. We're strong.
Anyway, it's a great event. This is a very special celebration because it was through Justice for Jackie, the 29 tribes in Washington State came together and are standing up. They've been a quiet, the natives have been really quiet about their losses, and now they're up. We're all together fighting for what's right.
Well, so I want you guys as the listeners in LA to know who this is. Loretta Gutierrez is from Los Angeles. She's a native.
I'm from East LA.
She's from East LA. She lives here in the Washington area in Tacoma, but she has been one of the first and most active people for this thing. And I mean, since the beginning, she's collaborated with CBTU. She's hit the pavement. She's been relentless. And, I, you know, my show is called The Startup, and we talk about startup businesses. But this is kind of a startup business, right? You learned about, like, charity work. And tell
this
people about that.
Startup when it came to unions, because police officers are represented by unions, but right is right and wrong is wrong. As a union president and on the state executive board here in Washington State, I felt compelled to stand up for what was right, and we got this law passed. Thanks to all the collaborative partners that we've had.
Well, you look beautiful. I don't want you to continue to get wet. What else do you want to tell us about anything that you're working on and to stay tuned, and how can people reach you on your social media?
I'm under Loretta Gutierrez on Facebook. I'm very active politically and looking forward to just more work to do. There's lots of work to do.
Yeah.
There's still people being killed. There are still people being, you know, it's no longer a hush-hush thing. We have to stand strong and stand up for what's right.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And I'll see you in there, Loretta.
Okay.
All right. So you guys, it is a cool, crisp afternoon here in Tacoma, Washington. And, you know, the Emerald Queen Casino is the home of the Puyallup tribe of Indians. This is where they have their gaming and their events. And it's kind of a hub for a beautiful community of people. I actually haven't shared this story with you guys, but I think I should touch. I mean, I've touched on it a little, but let me just give you a background of this. So you can rewind about 2 years ago. I was going to an event of mine for Silicon Beach Coffee Company. That's another startup that I have. And we're still, you know, working on that. It's still kind of, you know, slowly making it to its way to the train station. But like any startup, sometimes there's, you know, there's peaks and valleys and ebbs and flows. But I was running late for my flight. I usually run pretty on time, if not early, and especially for a flight. But for this particular day, it was one of those days when you wake up and you're like, damn, I am completely late and there's no one else that can fix it. I have to figure something out. You call and you try to get someone to replace you, but it was one of those days where you physically needed to be there. I'm sure a lot of you entrepreneurs can relate. So with that being said, and with that happening, I quickly went to the airport to see if I could get on the next flight, and you know, I was searching buses, mega buses, and trying to just get back to LA. And you locals, you know that's about a 4.5-5 hour drive if you don't stop and go to the bathroom. So, and then a 1 hour flight, right? So I had no luck. I had to fix my event and change the date and kind of, you know, miss that. But what came in its place has truly, and I say this all the time, but it truly changed the trajectory of my personal life and now my business, because I'm starting to meet people that have like interests. So I met a gentleman named James Rideout, and that was Justice for Jackie, Jacqueline Sawyer's uncle. He was sitting in a smoky bar. I was looking for a charger for my phone. I don't personally smoke cigarettes and I don't care for the smell of cigarettes, but I had to go into the smoky bar to plug my cell phone in. So I go in there and chance would have it that he and I start talking. I order a glass of wine, which isn't unusual for me. And we begin to talk about why he's in Vegas and where he was headed next. As the time was going by, we both probably had a good hour to kill. He had a little bit more time than I did. And I began to listen to the story of Jacqueline Sawyers. And in that moment, it was one of those moments when people would always say, oh, everything happens for a reason. I find that saying to be kind of vague, and I don't always see that that would apply. In this moment in time, it absolutely applied for me. And one thing was not happening, but I was in a place where something that fell into it organically. My passion for, you know, doing something in the community to help is there. I haven't always been able to do it. So this was a way that I could actually step up and apply myself. So with that being said, he and I spoke more about Jacqueline Sawyers and her story, and you know, the rest is history. Now we're here at the film fundraiser. And are you available for 5 minutes? We're live on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, LA. Sorry about Kobe, LA.
Oh my gosh. So go ahead and introduce yourself to Los Angeles. Tell them who you are.
My name is Chester Earl. I'm a PL travel member here in Washington State. I'm the cousin of Jackie Sawyers.
Chester has been an amazing part of this whole journey. How are you feeling about everything so far today?
Well, it's going really good. You know, everything's stressful all the way leading up to the start time. You know, I was leaving to go get dressed at the Vago, and the singer was interesting, and the wind beneath my wings, and made me start crying because I may start thinking about Jackie, but yeah. You know, the work goes on.
Yeah. So you and I have been in the field together. Yes. In some interesting moments. We won't give it away because that'll be part of the film.
Absolutely.
But what do you think from that time when we met to now, what do you see as far as this issue being, having some light that's been shed on it? How do you feel that it's progressed?
Well, I think change is slowly happening. You know, the trust, our motto is building bridges between community and law enforcement.
Okay.
I think it's slowly happening. It obviously didn't happen overnight. Since we started working on this, we had another family member that had an incident with the police.
What?
They were on a high-speed chase. This individual was intoxicated, went at the cops, ran, and probably would have been justified shooting. But I believe because of the work of De-Escalate Washington, Justice for Jackie, and other organizations, they chose not to shoot her.
Yeah.
And she's still alive today.
And I know you have to go because you're doing a lot of things. And thank you for sharing that. Just one last thing. Tell people who don't understand what De-Escalate means for Washington State and for all of us.
Well, we went from a point to where a law enforcement officer shot one of our citizens and can't be charged to now a prosecutor can look at it. That's a huge move forward towards building that trust between our community and our law enforcement again.
Thank you so much, Chester. I'll see you in there.
Absolutely.
And we'll take some photos. You look handsome. Okay. All right, you guys. So, yeah, Chester's amazing at, you know, helping us out here. And he and I did some field producing on the sizzle reel. So, you know, getting back to my other point about meeting James Rideout and starting this project, I think as an entrepreneur, it's really important to just embrace those moments, those learning moments. Like if you miss something or you mess up or you missed your flight, or maybe in that moment, something's being aligned for you. Yeah, you want to run on time. You don't want to mess up, right? You don't want to let people down. But in that moment, the only thing that could have made me feel better about not being at my own thing was meeting this person and kind of joining in on Justice for Jackie. So with that being said, we're going to head back in They're setting up the red carpet. They're setting up everything for tonight. And we're going to find another family member to speak with and tribe member. And there's so much to talk about tonight. Again, we're at the Emerald Queen Casino in Tacoma, Washington for the Justice for Jackie documentary film fundraiser. And say hello to Los Angeles, will you? You can just hold it on. You say hello.
Good afternoon, LA.
Okay. Well, so why don't you introduce yourself and tell everybody who you are.
My name is Keith Red Eagle. I'm the great uncle of Jacqueline Salyers.
Great.
My older sister is her grandmother.
You want to hold that up for me?
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Get up to your mouth. There you go.
Okay.
We're going remote, you guys. We're going rogue.
Okay.
Okay, so it's good to see you. I haven't seen you in about a year.
Yes, ma'am. Always good to see you.
So tell us a little bit about how you're feeling tonight and how far you've come in this movement.
Oh, my. It's been about almost 4 years. I remember when we started out, Jackie's immediate family and our side of the family, the Red Eagle side of the family. Jacqueline Salyers was also a Red Eagle. And when we started meeting, we had small groups down at the tribe, and eventually we grew and grew, and other family members, other victims joined us. Gosh, at one time I think we had 8 or 9 families.
At one time. That's a lot to bear.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We just kept showing up.
Yeah.
Doing the best we could. Eventually, the Pelop tribe got involved.
Yeah.
Got other tribes involved.
Yeah.
And ended up with I-940. God bless the Pelop tribe.
That's the ticket, right? Coming together and organizing and really sticking with it. I've learned so much working with you guys, with the family of Indians here. We could apply this prototype to any business, really, the way that you guys stick together.
Anywhere. Just got to keep showing up at the meetings.
Yeah.
I believe at the first meeting, we did intros, and I think Chester was leading the group that day, and he asked, who we all were and how we felt about it. And we all said, we're in it till the end. So
good.
As long as it takes.
Well, thank you for taking your time to speak to us today.
My pleasure.
And I've got to grab somebody else, and we're going to talk more.
Okay, good.
All right.
That's
wonderful. Okay, so okay, let me come in then and get out of the rain, you guys. But so if you haven't followed my page, it is Monique LaRae Stinson on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and all the outlets. You guys can find me there for a lot of the stuff we're doing. Besides doing documentary follows, which we've just begun doing with Cap Aquarius Media, which is my company, we also do reality shows. We're also doing promo videos and a lot of different things like logos and things for brands. So we are a mixed media company, still a startup, still, getting our bearings, but making a horizontal move to documentary films rather than just reality TV. So I would love for anybody that's in that arena to reach out. Once we get this film fully funded, which is looking pretty good for tonight as far as donations and pledges for our goal. Once we get it fully funded to get started on pre-production, we're going to need to hire people. We're going to need to hire talented producers, talented editors, musicians. We're going to need a whole crew. And so, we're creating jobs, but we're also telling a very important story. And here's the big picture for a lot of you guys that don't know, because creating a film is a startup, right? Especially when you've never done it and you're learning. And I'm so blessed to be working with this family and this tribe because they've never done it either. So we're learning together, and that's an invaluable thing. You will see that, there'll be a time where we'll do a recut of the sizzle, like an update of since when 940 has passed. And then you'll see a trailer for the film. And then you'll see the film. So that's all going to happen. So the big picture is to take the film around the world. We want to take this to many different film festivals around the world. And we really want to share Jackie's story with everyone. And I'm live on LA Talk Radio. Do you have a few minutes to speak? Yes. Okay, good. I'm putting everyone on the spot, but you're lovely. Can you just hold this up close to you? Okay. And say hello to LA today.
Hello, LA.
Tell us who you are and how you knew Jackie.
I am Jackie's friend. She took me in when I was homeless, and she helped me out. And the police did us wrong. Two guys tried to, like, basically kidnap us on the freeway. They charged me that she was the driver, but she wasn't. I was in the backseat with her. Her mom just found out this today. Her mom was crying because I gave her a relief off her shoulder because her mom didn't know about this. But they tried to say that she was driving, but she wasn't driving. We were both in the backseat. And the two guys fled the scene, and we ended up going to jail. Actually, she ran off, but they found her later on. But I ended up going to Purdy in prison.
Wow.
And the two guys fled off on the scene, and they tried to say that she was driving, but she wasn't driving. She was in the backseat with me.
How long before her murder did this happen?
I said 2006.
Yeah, like 10 years before.
Seven, Roma.
So you have been through a lot of things with Jackie.
Oh, yeah, I've known Jackie for a long time, 10 years.
How do you think it's been since everything has happened transpired with her passing until now? How do you feel that de-escalate has changed things, and how do you feel about everything today?
Like, what do you mean?
As far as, you know, from when she was murdered until today where we are now. How do you feel about, like, the progress of De-Escalate Washington? Do you feel like we're on the right track? Do you think that, you know, people are starting to really understand how vital 940 is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
I'm kind of nervous.
Don't be nervous. You're great.
Okay.
Are you going to wear a dress tonight? You see me in my dress.
No, I'm not wearing a dress.
Okay, good.
I'm a volunteer, so I'm helping out, and I don't want to feel uncomfortable.
You got to be comfortable. I have my flats on right now. So, all right, well, we're excited to see about tonight and see if we can bring this movie forward.
You should have told me before you started doing this.
Oh, my God. We're going to be on air all day. You're going to be great. Well, it's good to see you.
Thank you for being on.
And you guys, again, if you want to check out what we're doing, you can check out my Facebook page, my Instagram page, LinkedIn. It's all under Monique LeRae Stinson. And, check me out. And we'll get you the links you need to learn more about this. You can also go to YouTube and type in Justice, the number 4, and Jackie, and you'll see the sizzle reel on the film. So additionally to what we were just talking about, I have some other things we want to cover. We're going to, change gears a little bit here for a little bit more of a positive note. And that is February 7th in Hollywood. We're doing an Oscars gifting suite. It's a celebrity suite, gifting suite. We've got a lot of really great brands that are going to be a part of it. I kind of want to give a shout out to some of them today. We're doing a gift bag. So we've got a swag bag that people are going to be able to take home when they attend this event. And, you know, it takes a village, right, to make a really great swag bag. So we call it the Wine and Wellness Bag. And the reason being is because, again, my company, The Wine Caterers, and then we have other brands that go with it. So Archery Jewelry out of Bali is going to be in the swag bag, and they make amazing silver, gold, and rose gold items. Tokimi Health is going to have some CBD products. We also have a spicy B&B's Heaven and Hell seasoning, which is kind of cool. Samples of that. Amore Nicole, she's giving away some beauty items like eyelashes and things. Lucy Lux, who is Pink Lucy, is a fashion designer out of Texas. She's going to be in the swag bag. Michael Solberg Family Wines, of course, they always do a really good job with the wine. And we've got something that's kind of unique and cool. It is a No Hands baby bottle brand. They are actually kind of spearheading and revolutionizing the baby bottle, making it safer for the baby. And it's going to be really great. Lucky Gent, he makes custom bow ties, hats, shirts, all kinds of really cool apparel for that gentleman that wants a little touch of class to his outfit. Regan First Medical, brand new launch out of Orange County. We had one of the doctors on a few weeks back, and she was talking about sexual health, and they're spearheading a new facility there. Okamore Candles, and I might have butchered the name, but I'll tag it in the Instagram. They've got some really cool candles that we're putting in. So there's a lot of brands to come. We're adding more. Mandy's candles will be there in the bag. You know, swag is a fun thing to give away at events like that. So that's February 7th in Hollywood, California. And a week after that, we're doing the Valentine Rewind in Santa Monica with Lynn Curtin from The Real Housewives of Orange County. She's going to be with me there doing a brand mixer. So if you haven't been in one of my brand mixers, this one's going to be by far the best and the funnest. We're going to have a red carpet, step and repeat. There's going to be brands there giving away samples, and you can meet other entrepreneurs. So if you are feeling down about not having a Valentine on the 14th of February, just join us on the 15th and come have a Valentine Rewind with us and meet my really cool friend, entrepreneur. And she, no one works as hard as Lynn Curtin. I mean, maybe I do a little bit, Lynn, but she's great. She's got a jewelry line and does Lynn Curtin Designs. You can find her on Instagram. So yeah, you can get tickets at Eventbrite, I believe. So just type in Valentine Rewind in the Eventbrite tab, and you'll be able to find us February 15th. I want to give a shout out to the sponsors tonight. We were able to pull this together, and I want to thank everybody that was able to step it up. CBTU, the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, they have really come to the table in support of this film, this documentary. And we want to say a special thanks to them and Loretta Gutierrez being a liaison for them. Also, I want to thank the Puyallup Tribe of Indians for everything that they did in the beginning and till now and having us all be a part of this. One Hope Wine, thank you so much for your donation of your beautiful wine. We've got Cab, we've got Sauv. They're the ones that have the really sparkly sparkly glitter bottles, and they go towards a really good cause. It is kind of black tie tonight, by the way, you guys. It's very classily done, and everybody's in slacks and button-downs and gowns, and it's a really great look. So who else? We had One Hope. We have Mike. Oh, Michael Solberg, of course. Leah Solberg. Michael Solberg was a sponsor as well. And we really appreciate their donations to it as well. Archie Jewelry, thank you for the leather keychains that you sent all the way from Bali to Tacoma, Washington for this. All right, so we're going to interview one more family member, and then we're going to... Hi, we're live. You want to talk to me for a few minutes?
I don't mind talking to you.
Okay, come here. Okay, well... Come with me. Give me five. Right. Give me five, darling. I know everyone's busy. Okay. Thank you so much.
No.
Yeah, no. You just have to hold it up like this and talk towards your mouth. So why don't you tell everyone in LA your name and who you are to Jackie?
I'm Robin Salyers, and my name is...
That's okay.
Excuse me. I'm a little nervous.
I know, right? Me too, every week.
Okay. I used to. Anyway, I'm Jacqueline's aunt.
Yes.
Her dad's sister.
So, do you want to tell us your name?
Robin Salyers.
That's right, Robin. She's got the most beautiful hair. Robin, your hair is so long.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's good to see you. I went the short route today.
I like the blonde. You look good, blonde.
Thanks, girlfriend. You're doing a little red. I like that.
Yeah, I decided to be garnet.
So I know you're busy tonight, and I just want to say thank you for having us. And
thank you for what you've been doing for us. It's
you're
awesome.
Welcome.
You're just awesome.
Thank
and beautiful, too. That's a bonus.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Give me a hug. I love it. Mwah. So just real quickly, if you don't mind just telling the listeners, how you're feeling about tonight and from where you started with this into today, how do you feel about 9:40 and getting the message out about de-escalating?
I'm really proud of everybody. I mean, everyone in the family and the community and everyone that's helped. And kind of nervous.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of beautiful things here for the auction, for the fundraiser, and a lot of beautiful people to get together and good
that's
way to
right.
say thank you.
That's right. We got a lot of items today. Mm-hmm. Any particular auction item that's really just caught your eye?
Well, I have to be biased. My mom has a ribbon shirt in the auction.
What does she have?
A ribbon shirt. She instead of using the traditional handmade everything, a shirt, basic shirt,
yep.
where you put the ribbons on, usually those are handmade, you know, sewn.
Yeah.
She went out and bought new... like dress shirts,
okay, good.
Right?
Yeah.
And then put the ribbons on so you could wear them with like your suits and things like
that's
that.
That's kind of,
so,
that's a, I like it's an outside of the box way to do
right.
it. Okay, good. Well, there's a lot of beautiful items to be auctioned.
There's massive, beautiful things. Well, I'm already over there petting some of the pictures.
I got I have an item some artists from LA donated. She hand painted. Really? That out. Yeah.
There's some beautiful stuff here.
Yeah.
So what's in the bags?
Well, okay, good question, listeners. In case you wanted to know, the swag bag for all the people that buy tickets, they get a bottle of One Hope or Michael Solberg family wine. They get a leather keychain from Archery Jewelry. They get a lot of good stuff. A candle. There's a lot of good stuff in there.
I opened a couple of the candles just so I could smell them, and they smell awesome.
They smell good, right?
Yes, they are.
All
they
donations.
Really wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hi, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
They're down in L.A.
They are down in L.A., yes.
But
it's a .com. They can listen to anywhere.
Oh, cool.
We're doing it on the fly, everybody. We're doing it on the fly. But so, again, if you want to support this cause and you feel – you know, like you support De-Escalate. You don't have to be highly political. It's just something good for the community. You want your loved ones to make it home after a traffic stop. You want your loved one, if they are a police officer, to make it home after a traffic stop, right? We all do. And so having more training and demanding more from law enforcement as far as keeping everyone safe is kind of just at the heart of this. It's not about bashing the police. It's not about that. It's about keeping everybody safe. So we're going to have to cut the show a little short today because I am getting the signal that I have to go. But I wanted to at least go live from here a little bit before the event, and I didn't want to do a rerun show today, even though I'm just completely preoccupied with a lot. I hope you guys tune in next week. We're going to have a really good show. I'll be posting who's going to be in the studio with me. It's going to be really great. But thank you so much for everyone that has supported on Facebook, on Instagram, on Eventbrite, quietly, through the mail, all of our sponsors. We just really want to say from the bottom of all of our hearts, thank you for putting your money and your love and your donations, all the sponsors. And you can still donate. Go on my Facebook page and find the link. You can still go to Eventbrite and buy a ticket today, and that money is all 501c, I think 501c3 or something like that. I'm still learning. They're handling it. But it's all 501 tax deductible, you guys. It's a donation for Justice for Jackie. So if you want to donate to the film, follow me on Instagram, Monique Lorray Stinson, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E-L-O-R-E-S-T-I-N-S-O-N. I'm on LinkedIn. I did the Dolly Parton challenge where you have the four different photos. I'm on Bumble. I'm on Facebook. I'm on all of it, you guys. I don't think I'm on Snapchat, though, or TikTok, because that's just too much. But maybe I will be one day. All right. Well, I'm sending you guys a lot of love, L.A. I'm sad about today. Let's just, you know, tell everybody who you love, that you love them a lot more often. And, you know, whatever you're starting to do, get on it. Don't wait. Don't wait till next year. Start it, you know, start it today. Write it out. If you want to do a documentary film, if you want to get out and be active, and, you know, there's many platforms to do it. You don't need a big production company to be, you know, to have your back. It would be great, right? But you can do it on a smaller scale and then grow from there. You can go on YouTube. You know, you can upload it. There's many different ways to stream your content. And I would love to hear from any and all entrepreneurs in the crew side of production. So if you are a producer of documentary or editor, lighting, sound, if you are interested in this subject matter of De-Escalate and you felt, you know, your heartstrings pull for the Justice for Jackie sizzle reel and you feel like you want to be part of the team, once we get to our goal, we will be doing pre-production for this film. And we would love really talented people that want to take this film and the Spectre legacy and take it all the way across the finish line. So if that's you, you know, we would love to hear from you. My email address is capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. That's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And that's where you can send your resume and anything that you need to get our way. All right, you guys, I'm going to shut this show down a little short. Like I said, don't be mad at me. I'll be back. Thank you again, my girl, Lady Ray J in Missouri, for streaming me out there. I didn't give you a heads up. We were going short today. To all of our listeners in Missouri, lots of love from California, lots of love from today from Washington State. And I think I had some listeners in Florida. we're getting some listeners. So again, all you guys that are listening, thank you so much. And someone sent me a really lovely message on Facebook that said they love my show. So again, thank you again for everybody listening. And you know what I'm going to ask you? What will you start up today? I'll speak with you guys next week, and take care.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.